And we're being joined now by two members of the Knoxville baseball team, the seniors on the team, R.J. Roberts and Caleb Striegel. Fellas, thanks for joining us. And, R.J., I'll start with you. Talking to you after Monday night's a split with Clark, and just got done talking to Coach. Disappointed, but yet happy for the win, but disappointed in the loss. So I guess what your thoughts on really the night as a whole against the Indians?
Definitely disappointing. I don't think we came out and played our best. And that's 1 through 9, not just one person or a couple people. We all didn't play our best. Definitely could have played better. Those are two that we expect to go out and win. I think we should have had them both games.
And Caleb, your thoughts on a tough long night on Monday night?
I think we just need to get going offensively and stop making so many defensive mistakes in big situations.
And, guys, this has been a different season for Knoxville baseball. The fans and everybody is not used to seeing, more losses on, that side than wins. But, while I guess not unexpected, what are you guys thinking of the season? R.J., your thoughts on how this season has gone. It's been kind of a long season and a frustrating season at times for you.
It's definitely been a grind, I think. Getting people to show up every day as a younger team, it's pretty tough. I think if we keep competing all year, get the bats going, put a good game out in the field, good pitching, I think we can go a long way.
Yeah, Caleb, your thoughts on really the whole season so far?
I'm just trying to have fun this season. I've kind of accepted that we're not going to be as strong as what we were last year. I agree with what RJ said also. Just get the bats going and hopefully score some more runs because anybody's beatable.
And RJ, I know you've been kind of frustrated with your at-bats this year. It's not been, the season you wanted. What are some things you're trying to do to turn that around a little bit?
Going up to the plate with confidence is a big struggle just because of how the season's been going. Also just going back to work every day, getting a good BP before the game, trying to stay locked in up at the plate.
And Caleb, your season, you've been on the mound and you've been kind of playing all over. What's been your thoughts on how things have gone for you this year?
On the mound, I need to get ahead of batters more. I've fallen behind and put myself in a lot of holes. And I've also gave up a lot of 0-2 hits that last year. I feel like I was a lot better at executing my pitches. Offensively, I've cut down on my strikeouts, but tonight, pretty upsetting. I struck out 4 times at the plate in a big situation.
And as we're talking to R.J. Roberts and Caleb Striegel, two seniors on the Knoxville baseball team, with you two being the only seniors, how much, is that put on you to really kind of get these, freshmen and sophomores that are in the lineup to kind of play that Knoxville style of baseball for you?
I definitely think it's been a little bit of a struggle just because with the people not knowing really how Knoxville plays. Definitely we both had to step into a big leadership role that we probably weren't used to with a lot of seniors the 2 years before that we both played.
I'm not very much of a vocal type of person, but this year I've in right field I've tried to step up more and be a leader, and I kind of look at RJ because he's a pretty good leader and kind of follow what he does on the field. And I feel like the junior class, Kyle Ramsey and Colton Jones and Ben Olson, are pretty good leaders for us as well.
And it's good to have those juniors. Ben and Colton and Kyle have had their moments this year. Do you kind of look at them and you kind of looking at them as next year, hey guys, next year it's your team now. We're going to be gone.
Yeah. I think it's something they don't really realize yet, that this time next year it's all them. And I think if they just keep playing and they progress as leaders, I think they'll be fine next year.
And, what's that going to be like when you come back next year, next summer, after your first year at Central College, and you're going to be on the outside of the fence instead of on the inside of the fence? A little different feeling for the both of you guys, I'm sure.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a little weird. Definitely going to miss playing under the lights here in Knoxville in front of our hometown. Something you don't really get much else. You see when you go play away games, they don't have near the crowd. I think it's just a part of the tradition here at Knoxville.
And what are you looking forward to most at Central College? I mean, you'll be reunited with former Panther Ben Wallace, so that'll be nice.
Looking forward to just taking the next step, progressing as a player, see where it gets me.
And Caleb, what's your plans after you get done with baseball here?
I'll be attending Iowa State University in the fall and hopefully majoring in finance or some sort of business.
Now, with probably 10, 15 games left to go on the season, what do you guys hope to accomplish, after it's all over with and you're walking off the field for the last time?
Obviously, state's the goal, but right now we just want to work on getting better. Every game, just get better and better and better and put together a run in the postseason.
I want to look back on this season and say that I had fun, whether we win or lose. I just want to be out there and not regret anything on the field, and I also just want to make a long run into postseason and show up with our A game by the time that part of the season comes.
All right, RJ, Caleb, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.